You're listening to SBS News.
A new report says China is using increasingly sophisticated ways to sanitise its image of troubled areas such as Xinjiang through social media. Uyghur and other ethnic minority influencers are hitting back at criticisms of China in YouTube videos, creating a picture of Xinjiang starkly at odds with what's emerged internationally. Daria Impiombato is a co-author of a new report from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. The report has found China is using popular ethnic minority influencers on YouTube, a platform banned in China.
This type of propaganda is way more insidious than the type of propaganda that we've been getting used to, because it is harder to detect and it is more likely to have an impact on audiences that are not exposed to the general context about China.
That context is China's alleged crackdown on Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. The United Nations recently found China's government had committed serious rights abuses through its use of internment camps in the Xinjiang region, allegations the Chinese government has always denied. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute report, which was funded by the US State Department, examined more than 1,700 videos on 18 YouTube accounts. While researchers have not been in contact with the people featuring in these videos, they say the accounts are linked to companies with ties to the Chinese government. Daria Impiombato is calling for social media companies to broaden their labelling of state-linked accounts.
Well, the concern is that these accounts are not classified as linked to the Chinese party state. This type of content is then fed to audiences that lack the context to understand how this content is being created.
Michael Clark is a researcher of Uyghurs in Xinjiang, and he told SBS News he is not surprised by the report findings.
So I focus on sort of lifestyle angles, so, you know, cooking or cuisine or tourism or travel. It's a way of sort of, I suppose, getting the state sponsored message sort of in via the back door in some ways.
Nurgul Sawat is the executive chairperson of the Uyghur Freedom Forum, and she is urging people in Australia to use multiple sources of information to find out what is really happening.
I expect Australian wider public to stay open-minded and look beyond, and also talk to the actual community members like us. And we can give them much more accurate and correct information about what's going on the ground.
The Chinese Embassy in Canberra and YouTube have been contacted for comment. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.